We now welcome to the call sophomore wide receiver at the University of Richmond, Tyler Wilkins. Tyler, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
Good, good. Just get your impressions on that big comeback win. You guys down 24-7 late in the third quarter against North Dakota. What was the mindset of the team to be able to come back and be able to pull out that victory?
Just to stay poised through all the ups and downs facing adversity throughout the game. Just to stay poised and to keep fighting. You never know when your last game is going to be, especially for the seniors. And I think that was very special and important to everybody on the team. So everybody took ownership of what they had to do and their role in playing to get the win. And so we all just stayed poised. We stayed committed and dedicated and came together as a team. And that's what really gave us that edge.
Obviously, you came up big, only one catch in that game, but one of the, if not the biggest play of the game on the game-winning drive, that huge 54-yard catch. I'm sure you've had the chance to, not only did you make it, but go back and watch it. Talk about that play and what was going through your mind.
It was a great play. Actually, it was a play called by the quarterback. So Kev suggested the play, and it was funny seeing him come to the huddle. He said, if you just give me time, we're going to make something happen right here. And so we all just came together right there at that moment. Everybody took care of their job. If you go back and watch the film, you really see the play was made up front by the offensive line. They all had a great push. They held their blocks long enough for Kev to sit back there and read the play out. And he just threw a great ball, and the rest just happened naturally.
Since you talk about him, talk about Kevin Johnson's emergence, a guy who redshirted all year, was just getting work in practice, and to come through in the last 2 weeks, especially on that game Saturday, coming bringing your team back from behind. Talk about his play and how much confidence you and your other teammates have in him.
Oh man, it's great. When Kevin stepped up and said he wanted to take the role and become the quarterback one, it just sparked the fire throughout the entire team. It gave everybody hope. It was almost like a second burst of energy, and everybody embraced it, everybody accepted it. But I think what the media doesn't know that the team knew was that Kev was always good. It's just we had a real tough competition here with quarterbacks lately, and we have some really good quarterbacks. I think the coaches do a great job with recruiting, and so that was pretty neat. We all expected Kev to step up and do the things he's done. I think he's done it extremely well. He's had extreme poise back there. He doesn't get nervous. I think Kev is a true quarterback. And that's taking nothing away from any of the other quarterbacks we had, because we have great competition in that room, and I think everybody compliments each other, and everybody does well at competing and making each other better. So if anything, Kev's the man.
We're here with Richmond sophomore wide receiver Tyler Wilkins. If you have a question for Tyler, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Angela.
Your first question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Tyler, speaking for the Spiders here, but talking about going back to that part of the country, even farther west, and playing up there at Eastern Washington after such a long trip last weekend.
It'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting. The coaches, like Coach Rocco said earlier, they put together a great schedule, a great game plan for us to take care of our exams and get on the road and travel. And honestly, I think that's the least of our worries. Traveling really isn't on our mind. I think it's more so the game. You just have to roll with the punches. So traveling to the other side of the country, it'll honestly be fun. I think everybody will embrace it as a team. It's exciting. You know, you get to travel the world to play the sport that you love. So I don't think any of us could ask for anything better.
Do you have any thoughts about playing on a red surface?
It hurts my eyes to watch film. But other than that, I'm not too sure right now. We'll have to get on it and see what's going on.
Thanks.
Tyler, Coach was talking about it earlier, but how difficult as a student athlete juggling playoff preparation and the long travel in the midst of exams?
Oh, man. Yeah, it has its ups and downs. It definitely has its ups and downs. I'm not sure how everybody else deals with it on the team. I always see guys stand up to 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning trying to take care of assignments and get that extra bit of studying in. But me personally, school it has to come first as far as effort and energy, but football is like my serenity. So whenever I get a chance to play football and prepare for that, I don't really look at it as if I'm doing work. I look at it as if that's my getaway time. That's my time of the day where I have time to myself and with my teammates. So as far as preparing for both, I kind of look at football as second nature. It's something that's fun to do and not something I have to work hard to prepare to do because I love to do it. So that aspect of it, or looking at it from that point of view, it's definitely just trying to prepare for these exams, and we'll do a great job of taking care of that. Our academic advisor, they do a great job of taking care of us and helping us prepare and have the right schedule set in place so that we can be successful on and off the field.
Coach Rocco talked earlier about what a deep and talented group of wide receivers that you guys have, and obviously playing with one of the great ones all time in Richmond, and Brian Brown. What have you learned from him over your years at Richmond?
You can learn a lot from Brian. He's actually a funny guy, even though he doesn't talk that much. But you can learn a lot from Brian. Just his poise. I've seen Brian go the first half with no catches, and that's very unlikely for him not to have any catches in the first half and come back the second half and finish the game with 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I think the greatest thing I've learned from Brian is his poise, his confidence, and just the overall calmness that he has about himself and the confidence that he has within himself and his teammates.
Before I let you go, it was mentioned earlier, talking about the success that this team has had, not only overcoming adversity, but success you've been able to have on the road, winning games. Talk about that from the team's perspective, what the mindset is and how you guys have been able to have such success on the road.
We definitely, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard it before, this kind of next man up mentality with facing adversity with injuries and things of that nature. It's pulled us closer together as a team. So the mindset going on the road is every day is a work day. Every day is time to go out there and fight for what we want at the end of the day. And I think our ending goal, everybody has the same ending goal in this tournament. So I think it doesn't make us any different from any other team. I think what makes us different is the brotherhood that we have between each other and the will that we have to win. Everybody comes out and fights every single day. So I think that'll be our cutting edge, and that'll make the difference between us and the rest of the tournament.
All right, Tyler, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck with finals this week, and good luck to the Spiders out at Eastern Washington on Saturday.
Thank you very much.